In today's Mishnah, we're in the third and fourth Mishnah from the fifth Parak Masechta Sanhedrin. We continue learning about the Drisha and the Chakira, the interrogation of the witnesses. Mishnah says, Echad Omer, if one of the witnesses says it was B'shnayim B'chodesh on the second of the month, Echad Omer and the other witness says B'shlosha B'chodesh, it's the third of the month, one might think that this is a contradicting testimonies and should be rejected. Nonetheless, Mishnah says, no edotan kayemet. It's still a valid testimony. Why? Shezeh odeh b'ibur rosh el chodesh, v'zeinu odeh b'ibur rosh el chodesh. As we know that the Jewish month's going to be 29 or 30 days. So it's possible that one witness knew that the previous months were 30 days and the other witness did not. And therefore they were out by one day. And it's not necessarily conflicting testimony. The Gemara says that's only a good enough argument if we're dealing with the first half of the month. However, by the second half of the month, if that's off by a day, then we say that by halfway through the month, the people would already know whether the previous month was 29 or 30 days. Let's continue. Echad omer b'shlosha v'echad b'chamisha. If one says it was a third, another says a fifth of the month, then edutam b'teilin, it's clearly contradictory testimonies. Echad omer b'shteishot v'echad omer b'shaloshaot. If one witness says it was in the second hour of the day, another one said it was a third. Importantly, here we're dealing with halachic hours, meaning that's where they take the daylight hours and divide it into 12. In that situation, Mishnah says, edutam kayemet, that it's considered valid. Why? Well, that is because it's quite possible that people can make a mistake. Within these times, there's a margin of error that's considered valid, and therefore it's not considered contradictory testimonies. Echad omer, one says shalosh sha'ot, v'echad omer chamesh. If one said it was 3 hours into the day, another one said it was five. In that situation, edutam b'teila, we'd say that's contradictory testimony. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's still flexibility even with that margin of error, and therefore kayemet, because it's possible that people can be mistaken within that band of 2 hours. If, however, said echad omer b'chamesh, v'echad omer b'sheva, if we're still dealing with a 2-hour gap, however, it's now bridging midday. In that situation, the edotam b'teila, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's contradictory testimonies. Why should b'chamisha chama b'mizrach, 5 hours into the day, the sun is in the east, and sheva, by 7 hours into the day, chama b'ma'arav, it is in the west. And once we're bridging midday, people wouldn't make such a mistake. Let's learn Mishnah Daled. V'char kach machatzina tasheni, after they've interrogated one of the witnesses, on his own, they'll bring the second one in. Obodkin oto, and they'll check. If we find that the testimonies are consistent, then potchim b'zchut. They would start opening up the discussion, trying to find things in the accused defense. Amarachad min ha'edim. If one of the witnesses say, yesh li lalamed alav zchut, one of the witnesses that were accusing this individual, if, for example, he's referring to a capital case now, and he says, look, I can suggest something in this person's defense. Or we've got Achad min Talmidim, as we mentioned, the Talmidim that would sit in front of the Beit Din, also says, actually, yesh li lamed alav chova. I actually have an argument that's quite incriminating for this individual. We say, l'shatkin oto, we silence them. Why? Firstly, ve'ed echad lo yaneh, meaning once a witness has provided his testimony, a single witness is not able to present arguments either way, in the incriminating one in his defense. And when it comes to a Talmid, it says, Ed echad lo yaneh b'nefesh lamud, meaning when it, here the Chachamim understand, when it comes to the Talmid, he cannot present a rationale that's incriminating. However, as we learned this before, in the differences between Dinei Nefashot and Dinei Mamonot. However, Amar echad min haTalmidim, if one of the students sitting in front says, Yesh li lelamed alav zchut, I have a rationale, an argument that it can work in this person's defense, Malin oto, they actually find him a place to sit along amongst the Beit Din. Moshimin oto b'nem, they place him amongst them. V'lo haya yored misham kol hayom kolo. Even if his argument wasn't sound, nonetheless they would let him stay there for the entire day. However, im yesh mamash bidvarav, if this Talmid provided a sound argument in the defense of this individual, then we say shomim lo, we listen to him. Not just that, the Batanura, sorry, says, Ein yored misham le'olam. He would always have a seat there in front of Beit Din. He wouldn't be yored down anymore to the Talmidim. What's interesting here, sorry, the Kati points out, according to the Meiri, he would be counted amongst those of the Mezakim, those in terms of when we're trying to count the Dainim, it says to the whether he should be found guilty or innocent, he'd be counted amongst those that are saying that this person would be found innocent. Vafilu, I'm not sure exactly how that worked, but that's why the Meiri explains it. Vafilu hu, even if the person who's on trial says, yesh li lamed alatz mizchut, I have a claim to make, I can present something in my defense, we'd say shomin lo. Would hear him, in other words, they would test him, they would hear what he has to say, and if it made sense, if it was a rational argument, then they would consider it as part of the trial. Those are the Mishnah today.